It's Niles Crane. You delivered some champagne earlier for Valentine's Day. Well, you brought over the 88, and I asked for the 85. Yes, my date will know the difference. She happens to be the president of our wine club. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, it's great. Remember, I won't be at home. No, I'm not entertaining at the Shangri-La. My brother was kind enough to let me use his apartment. Well, what could I do? I threw a blanket over it. All right, now hurry, please. This woman is very particular. Lucky for you, she loves dogs.
All right, stop. Take it. Hey! Ow! No. Hello?
Ross, it's Fraser. Listen, I need your help.
Well, I don't have much time. I'm on my way out.
All right, just answer me this. How do you know if you're on a date?
Are you alone?
Yes.
Then you're not on a date.
Very funny. Listen, I'm in a restaurant waiting for Cassandra Stone, you know, our new publicity director. She asked me out for dinner this evening, and I was very flattered. I mean, I think she's a terrific woman. It's just I'm starting to wonder if this is a business dinner or more of a romantic date.
Well, you're going out to dinner on Valentine's Day. It sounds like a date to me.
Yes, well, she didn't know it was Valentine's Day until I reminded her. And she did say she wanted to go over a new ad campaign.
Oh, come on. Every time I see you two together, she's got her hands all over you.
Well, she always has her hands all over everybody. She's a big flirt.
That's true. She even flirted with me the first time I met her till I took off my baseball cap and parka.
Why don't you just ask her if it's a date?
Oh, Ross, I can't do that. What if the answer is no?
For God's sake, it'll be awkward all through dinner. Awkward at work.
Imagine how embarrassing it'll be if it gets around the station.
Well, I guess you're just gonna have to play it by ear. We all know what she has in mind by the way she's dressed, how she acts, how she treats you.
Yeah, yeah, I guess you're right.
Oh, there's my date.
Oh, who are you going out with tonight?
Oh, Bob, you know, the tax accountant.
Isn't he the one who drones on so incessantly you call him the cricket?
No, I call him the cricket because he rubs his hands together really fast during sex.
Hi.
Goodbye. Cassandra.
Sorry to keep you waiting.
Oh, well, that's all right. I was just starting to wonder if maybe you'd changed your mind.
What, and pass up dinner with the sexiest man in radio?
Well, I mean, you know, it's just our plans were so last minute, I thought, you know, maybe I'd misunderstood. My, but things have certainly been clarified, haven't they?
Will you excuse me for a second?
Of course. See that woman over there by the coat chair?
Yes.
Yes, well, she's my dinner companion this evening, but things have taken a turn toward the romantic. See, now, I want to make her feel as special as possible.
Then you should have offered to check her coat.
Yes, thank you very much. All right, just play something romantic when she comes back, all right?
Miss Cassandra, so nice to see you again.
You too, Mario. And how's the sexiest maitre d' in Seattle? Sorry again for keeping you waiting. I got sucked in at this cocktail party.
Oh, you were at a cocktail party.
Some benefit thing. It was very fancy. Uh-huh. Obviously, why else would I show up wearing this?
Why else indeed?
Oh, they have the best wine list here. Do you feel like sharing a bottle?
If you like.
It's a good thing I took a cab here. I'm a real lightweight. Then again, I'm sure a gentleman like you wouldn't mind escorting me back to my room after dinner, will you?
Well, I think that could be arranged.
I love the food here.
What do you recommend?
I'll start with the anchovies and red peppers, and then the garlic chicken with scallions. Are you in the mood for oysters?
Actually, I'm not sure. Well, here we are. Your hotel room. Last stop.
Oh, come on in. Oh, thank you so much for this coat.
Of course.
Oh, God, I can't believe we got caught in that rainstorm. I'm freezing.
Yes, me too. Oh.
I know something we can do to warm up really fast.
Yes, all we have to do is
have a brandy.
Yes, let's have a brandy.
The mini bar's right over there.
Oh, great.
I'll be right out.
Hello?
Ross, it's Fraser.
Where are you?
I'm in Cassandra's hotel room. She invited me up here after dinner. I'm just not sure what that means.
What it means? Even a blind pig finds an acorn once in a while.
I'm still getting a lot of conflicting signals. You see, maybe she just wants me up here to talk about business, for God's sakes. I just wish I could get one clear, unambiguous sign.
I just had to get out of that dress.
Oh, here's your brandy.
Oh. I'll just go dry my hair.
Ross, I'm back.
Okay. She ditched her dress and she's hitting the sauce. What do you need, runway lights on the mattress?
Ross, it's not as clear-cut as it seems.
Look, Fraser, she is way out on a limb here. You know how rejected she's going to feel if you don't make a move? You're going to blow it forever.
Right. You know what? I'll take off my jacket.
Yeah. Go get him, cowboy.
Fraser, are you making yourself comfortable?
Yes.
If it's okay, I still have a few questions about the ad campaign I'd like to ask you.
Well, that's why I'm here.
Or if you prefer, we could just talk about it over breakfast tomorrow.
Breakfast, you say?
I hope I wasn't being presumptuous. We will be having breakfast together, won't we?
Absolutely.
Great. So who else is going to be there?
Where?
At the breakfast meeting, the one for the sponsors here at the hotel tomorrow. You just said you were going, right?
The meeting. Of course.
Fraser, what are you doing?
Well,
I thought you said you were going to make yourself comfortable. Why don't you check the closet? I'm sure you'll find something in there you can slip on.
All right.
I'm just going to take my lenses out.
You know, I'm really glad I asked you to dinner.
Gosh, so am I.
You may not believe this, but I almost chickened out at the last minute. It just goes to show it's always better to take the risk. I mean, so you say no. I'm an adult. What's a little embarrassment?
I couldn't agree more.
Did you find the slippers?
What?
In the closet. You stepped in that puddle after dinner. I figure you might want to get out of those wet shoes and socks. I mean, it's up to you, I know. Some people feel funny about taking their shoes off in someone else's room. My gosh, it's really starting to come down out there. You know what I'm thinking?
No, I truly don't.
Well, it doesn't make much sense for you to drive home in this weather, especially since you are coming back for breakfast anyway. Why don't you just stay over tonight?
All right. When you say stay over, you mean, of course...
Stay here.
Ah. Here. Right. Splendid.
Oh, my God.
What? I'm sorry.
I just can't believe it's so late. But what are you sorry for?
Oh, just for... keeping you up so late.
Oh, that's all right. Aren't you coming to bed?
Oh, yes. Coming to bed, yes. Coming to this bed.
Well, would you mind turning the lights out?
Oh, no, not at all. Yeah, Cassandra, I know this may sound like a silly question, seeing as how we're in bed together and nearly naked. And I've just been wondering, is this a romantic date or a business thing? Cassandra. Ross, it's Fraser.
You know, Daff, I'm really impressed with you. A lot of people get all insecure if they don't have a date on Valentine's Day, but not you.
Oh, heavens no. If you think about it, it's just a silly holiday they made up to sell more flowers and candy.
Right. Well, you take a look at the menu and I'll check your coat.
Oh, there's no need for that. So, what looks good to you?
The coat check, girl. Give me your coat.
Happy Valentine's Day. Welcome to Russano's.
Thank you.
And the waiter will be by to take your drink order when your husband gets back.
Oh, he's not my husband. I don't have a husband.
Wow, I wish there was something else I could check besides my blood pressure. Well, I know what I'm in the mood for. A nice big steak. How about you? What happened?
Well, look around you. Nothing but couples in love. It's never going to be me. I'm just going to wind up a dried up old maid in a quilted bathrobe with a smelly deaf cat on my lap.
But I thought you said you were okay with that. What? All right, Dave, come on now. Come on. Now, don't get upset. Here, have a drink of water or something.
Oh, I'm sorry about this.
That's okay.
I don't know what came over me. I haven't cried like this since, well, New Year's Eve.
Oh, jeez. Come on, Daff. You're going to find someone.
You think so?
Well, sure, yeah. You have a lot of very great qualities.
Thank you. I'm so sorry about this. I know it makes you uncomfortable to talk about personal things.
Yeah, well, that's all right. So you're ready to order?
Oh, yeah. What kind of qualities?
Well, you know, you're smart and nice looking and fun to be with, so you're going to go with a super salad.
You really think I'm nice looking?
Well, sure, yeah. Where's that guy with the bread?
That is so sweet of you.
Well, don't mention it. Let's just have a nice, happy evening.
Of course. I'm fine now. Nice looking how?
Oh, gee.
Oh, never mind.
Oh, no, it's all right. Well, you know, you're pretty and tall and take good care of your hair. You know, you're attractive. What do you want from me?
Well, I'm sorry, but I don't hear this sort of thing very much lately.
Well, you're just in a slump, that's all. You ask me, you're a great catch.
It's not my place to say so, miss, but I think your father's right. You're a very attractive woman.
Nice little ego boost.
Yeah.
Oh, I feel so silly all of a sudden, getting upset out of nowhere like that. Well, I feel better now. Ready to share a nice big steak?
Yeah, fine, whatever.
What's wrong with you?
Why did he assume I was your father? I mean, a lot of guys my age go out with women like you. What's he trying to say, that I can never attract someone young and pretty?
Oh, thank you, Mr. Crane.
Does this all have to be about you?
Oh, for heaven's sakes. You're a very attractive man with lots of wonderful qualities.
Yeah, I know. All right, let's order. Like what?
Oh, come on now. You're very charming and you have a good sense of humor. And you got lovely eyes. But most of all, you're good company. I enjoy living with you.
Well, thank you, Daphne. I like living with you, too.
Thank you. So why'd you like living with me?
Oh, for God's sake. Can we just agree to cut this out?
Oh, all right. You're wonderful, I'm wonderful. You know, it's funny when I think about the two of us. I mean, sure, we have our little fights, but for the most part, we get along so well together. And when I think about how I enjoy looking after you and how you always seem to miss me when I've been gone for too long. Well, it's sort of like you're my...
What?
No. It might sound funny to say this.
Come on. That's all right. You can say it.
All right. Well, it's sort of like you're my pet.
What?
In a good sense, like you and Eddie.
What the hell are you talking about? You calling me a dog now?
It's an analogy.
I can't believe this. I've been out to a nice restaurant, buy you a nice meal, and you call me a dog. I just wish I ate as well as Eddie.
Well, it wouldn't hurt you to cook your own meals once in a while.
Hey, baby, I hear the blues are calling. Tossed salads and scrambled eggs. Oh, my. And maybe I seem a bit confused. Well, maybe, but I got you pegged. But I don't know what to do with those tossed salads and scrambled eggs. They're calling again.